Hello, I'm Glyn's robot assistant, H8900. You're probably listening to this podcast because you got all better to do, and I can't really blame you. But just on the off chance, you may as well carry on listening because he might say something useful, but I doubt it.
I've been living in this cave now for 3 weeks. All I've had to eat is fish. And there's only one way I'm going to get out of here, and that is if you guys go to monkeyblooddesign.co.uk/store and buy loads of stuff. That way I can pay off the gambling debts that I've accrued and finally give the Lord of the Manor his money back. So yeah, if you can help out a fella here, I'd really appreciate that. Hopefully I'll get out of this cave soon.
As many of you know, I make a living from publishing and freelance work, and I thought it might be interesting to let you guys know how I managed to do that, because it may not be immediately obvious, but it's worth probably understanding how I make it work, because it could help other people in coming up with a plan or a solution to try and do that for themselves. So the one thing that I don't do is make a living selling books. I also don't make a living freelancing. I kind of make a living by doing the two, and only doing the two together does that generate enough revenue to make a living. So what I mean by that is, if I was just going to be a fantasy cartographer, there's a lot of fantasy cartographers out there, and it's very difficult to probably generate enough work consistently just doing cartography to keep the lights on and pay the bills. So I supplement that by also doing bits of artwork and also layout work as well. So my freelancing toolkit is not restricted to just drawing maps. I would say probably 40% is cartography, 40% is probably layout work, the rest is probably art, and a smattering of freelance writing as well. So that is how the revenue is generated from the freelance side of things. And I would say roughly that's probably about half of the revenue that I get in to go towards making a living. And the other half of that is via selling of books, digitally or physical. And the way that those are sold varies. So you've got drive-through, you've got Kickstarter, you've got things like Redbubble for selling artwork and t-shirts and designs and that sort of stuff. And also itch.io is a new platform that I'm putting product onto slowly and surely over the coming weeks. So you can kind of see that the way to kind of handle this is to create multiple revenue streams, and the other benefit of doing that, it gives you some protection if one of your revenue streams disappears for any reason. As an example, with the COVID pandemic, the web store sales I closed because of going to the post office and taking physical products out to get them shipped. So the web store closed and the revenue from that dropped off. but I still had freelancing. I still had digital sales and drive-through, and you know, there was some protection still built into that. So the other thing that I was probably, it's certainly worth talking about, is Kickstarter, because Kickstarter is a fundamental driver for A, creating products in the first place and having the revenue to do that. And what that does is that every time I'm creating a new product, it's creating back catalogue, and the back catalogue is something that sells, you know, kind of behind the scenes almost, and is helping generate revenue while you're sitting there working on a commission or whatever, or the next project. So I can be working on another book project, which while I'm working on it, there's no income being generated from that particular thing. So that's very important to make sure that there's still revenue coming in from other places, or it's already been generated by a previous Kickstarter project to help fund to the next one. So lots of kind of things to think about. Trying to then drive sales of your products, you know, things like awards and things like reviews and social media become really important to kind of get your message out there. If people don't know about your product, then nobody can buy it. So that's kind of the kind of crux of exactly how I'm kind of trying to make all this work, but it's probably not for the faint-hearted. You've got to take on a lot of responsibilities, you've got to take on a lot of tasks, you've got to be the manager of many different things. And there's only 24 hours in a day, and you need to sleep for some of it. And you also have to look after your family as well. So, I thought it was an interesting discussion to have and let you guys know about. So, there you go. Cheers. One other thing I forgot to mention just towards the end of that was how important your artwork is in terms of its resale value after it's been created. Unless you are creating commission work that is copyright passed to the person publishing it, to the person commissioning it, then you can license your art separately as well, and you can offer it in stock art packs and things like that. So once you've created a piece of art, that's not the end of it. You know, you've stuck it in a book and that's it. You know, you think it's done. It's not. It's you know, providing it's not somebody else's property as part of your creation contract, then it's free to make additional monies from it after the event. So that's another thing worth bearing in mind. And I would also say you don't need to be a fantastic artist to be able to do that. Anybody can create art, even if it's just like a simple design or a pattern or something like that, or a little bit of artistic writing or text or, you know, something. If you're creating artwork in any form, you know, anything creative, it still has value after its initial use. So always bear that in mind.